You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Our last segment of the evening. I am Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me in the studio, Scott Eckersley, co-host with Dave Benton of The Weekend Kickoff right here on WILS Saturday mornings. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Cheryl.
This is fun having you in the studio on this side.
I just try to surprise you every week. That's what I'm going to do.
You surprise me every day. Yeah. Every day in the hallway, you surprise me. Okay, you've got a jam-packed show coming up tomorrow.
We do.
And let's start with Jeremy Sampson. We all know him in the area from WILX. What's he going to talk about?
Well, Dave and I, we know we haven't been able to really cover high school sports because if I'm right here right now, there's a boys game going on. They start at 6 now. This year. The Friday games start at 6, I'm pretty sure. So it's tough to make it out. And Dave, being in grad school up at Central, we don't really have time to get there. I watched a lot last year. So we're going to have Jeremy on to kind of update us on everything that's going on in high school basketball. He's out at 3 games this week. I believe Lake Odessa and East Lansing are playing. Or maybe it's East Lansing and Lansing Everett are playing. Mm-hmm. And Lake Odessa and Lansing Catholic are playing, I believe. So he's at those games, the boys and girls of those.
So he'll be able to cover those for you, give you the bird's eye view since you can't be there.
Exactly.
Well, that'll be great. Sean, see, now he gave me a cheat sheet to help me along. So don't be too impressed that I know about some of this stuff, folks. Sean Windsor from the Detroit Free Press, what's he going to be chatting with you about?
Yeah, he is the Michigan State reporter for them now, and he has been covering Michigan State football off and on and now Michigan State basketball. And from Tuesday when I was on with you, Michigan State won that game, much to my surprise and quite a few other people's surprise. It was a great game, overtime, 64-61 winner. We just want to know, is that the turning point for the season? That's going to be a big aspect of tomorrow's show. Is that the turning point of the season?
Because people – it hasn't been great. I mean, it's not. It's been compared to past seasons.
Right.
I mean, I love the Spartans and Tom Izzo, but people were a little concerned this year.
And people have kind of been taking it for granted, saying that, oh, well, Izzo will turn it around. Come March, they'll be in the tournament. And I hate to say it, but it's not a given, especially if they would have lost that game. I was ready because now I'm getting the Facebook and the Twitter back going. So I was on Twitter during the game on Tuesday, and I had it all set towards the end of regulation there. I had it typed in, just ready to hit enter. If MSU would have lost that game, I mean, they don't have a signature win. So they need to win at Ohio State. They only play them once. They have to win that game. And then they would have to win probably 3 of the 7 at Illinois, home against Illinois, home and away against Purdue, and then at Minnesota and at Wisconsin. Just to really make it in, because you can't rely on the name alone of Tom Izzo in Michigan State, because it's just not the same this year.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fine to turn it up in March, but you got to win to get there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Josh Hemholt. Now, that's a name I wasn't familiar with.
Not a ton of Michigan State fans would be.
Okay, and that would be because?
Because he is an analyst and editor for The Wolverine magazine.
Don't read it regularly. I will now. If he's your guest, I'll befriend him.
He is a fantastic insider into everything that's going on with Michigan football. He doesn't cover basketball. So Michigan football, he's great for recruiting. Now, obviously, with Brady Hoke being named the head coach, he's a perfect guy to have on. He knows what's going on. He knows the recruiting trails, what kind of an effect this is going to have. Because at the basketball game, I was talking to Rico Beard from Fox 2 in Detroit. He's an MSU insider. He knows all the recruiting in Detroit. And I asked him, because I don't follow recruiting that closely. I asked, what's this doing to Michigan's recruiting class? Because they lost Demetrius Hart, their top guy. He committed to Alabama. He said, it's over. They lost it all, basically. The only guys who are still going to come there were guys who would come no matter who was the coach.
Just because they want to play for Michigan.
Exactly. And so I really want to know how bad this is going to be waiting this long and what Brady Hoke can do to turn it around. Because if you saw his press conference and everything he said, he's doing the right things, but you can only say so much. And so I want to know what he can do, what he has to do to turn it around down there.
Yeah, so if you have a young man who's getting offers from a couple of different schools, Michigan is one of them. So your point is the uncertainty of
– Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because
where
this,
would you go?
I mean, signing day is coming up. National signing day is coming up. And all of these guys, they didn't know – they still don't know who the defensive coordinator is going to be.
Oh, boy.
There's talk of Hoke's brother, but he's a coach for the Chicago Bears right now. He's a defensive backs coach, so he can't even talk to him. He's his own brother, but he can't talk to him because that season's still going. So there's still uncertainty down there because who's going to commit to
The uncertainty.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Brent Pettway.
Brent Pettway, now known as Thunder Pettway.
Now, see, oh, now I know who you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. People might remember him from about, I would say, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. Michigan basketball players hated by Michigan State fans. He kind of generated that some on his own. He wasn't the best in PR, but he is now in – He's now called Thunder. He's a member of the Harlem Globetrotters, who are on their four-point tour. They've got the four-point shot, and they're coming in next weekend, the 22nd. They're going to be in Breslin. But Thunder, or Brent, he has a 40 or 42-inch vertical jump.
That's almost taller than me.
Yes, it is. And that's why he's called Thunder, because all he has to do is dunk. So we're going to have him on, talk about what it was like in his days at Michigan, kind of what's going on now, and of course, talking about the Globetrotters. And then my favorite guest, I'm going to beat you to this one.
Okay.
Blair White, wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts.
I love that. My nephew is a huge Colts fan. My nephew Ryan is a huge Colts fan. I will have him tuning in tomorrow.
And Blair White's been great to me. I got to know him a little bit during his senior year here at State, and kind of through the combine, through his draft workouts, and then after the draft, and talked to him a couple times through the season. And I'm kind of sad that I got to have him on this week. I would have liked to wait, you know, maybe a month and then have him on, meaning the Colts would keep winning, because I am a big Colts fan. I don't really root for many NFL teams, but the Colts are one I've always liked. Peyton Manning, I was thrilled when I saw that Blair White signed with them after he went undrafted. And so, you know, I called him up, shot him a text, and got a hold of him and said, you know, I'm sorry for the way the season ended. Would you like to come on with us and kind of talk things through? He said, sure. So he's going to talk. I'd like to get his insight. I mean, the teams he played against are still going right now. And I just want to know what it's like working with Peyton Manning day in, day out, how many hours he had to have put in. Because, I mean, he's a smart guy and he catches on pretty fast, but to be in a Peyton Manning offense has got to be tough.
It's got to be something. Well, I'm looking forward to the show. Got any surprises for us?
No, that's it.
That's jam-packed.
I can pull no surprises after that.
Blair White is big. That's pretty big. And just for folks, when we go down to the auto show on Monday, I snagged you. I said, Scott's got to come with me. So Scott's coming with me to the auto show on Monday. So we're going to have some fun down there and see some pretty cars. And maybe we'll snag guests for both of us while we're
maybe
down
we'll
there.
Maybe we'll snag a car while we're down there.
Well, someone did snag a BMW. Did you hear about that one?
I did.
Somebody snagged a $140,000 BMW. They found him, though. The car has been returned. I have to check on what shape it's in, but whatever. But looking forward to the show. Scott Eckersley and Dave Benton, the weekend kickoff. What time is it on tomorrow?
8 to 11.
8 to 11. Boy, it's a big show.
It is. That's why we have it jam-packed with five guests. And Blair White, for your nephew, he'll be on at 10:35. But he can listen to the whole show. We'll be talking
NFL
throughout.
He will love the whole show. Yeah, huge fan. Wait till I tell him. When he says, oh, he knows him, he'll be all over this.
And if I could, you can follow us on Twitter. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook. You can search out, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and follow me on Twitter at 1320 or at WILS Weekend Kick.
Cool. I'm already a fan of the Weekend Kickoff. I'll have to join your Twitters. What do you call Twitter followers? Twitters?
Tweeps.
Tweep. Or is that just for me? I'm a tweep. Okay. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends, I think, right after these messages.